And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. That's the intro, by the way. Come and take it off of Ted Nugent's most recent album called Detroit Muscle. So, yeah, how about that? That was, you know, I make a living right now putting out words, right? I can talk. I'm amazed sometimes that I can talk as much as I can, but nonetheless, I can't keep up with Ted Nugent. There's no way. I mean, that man, words come out of his mouth quicker than I can think of a response. And it's just, anyway, loved that. That was huge. You want to text in or call in, I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. I got one caller on the line right now. I'll grab that before I run out of time. Karen from Huntsville. Karen, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just listening to your interview with Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
And we are big fans.
Good.
And not only for his music, but for his views.
I
was going to suggest that he comes to the Orion Theater in Huntsville.
I agree. I mean, he played in Huntsville just like, what, 6-7 months ago. Went great. No problems. I say bring him on back to town. Absolutely.
I agree.
All right, Karen. Well, that's one of our biggest.
I think we're in Huntsville, and we love him, so we'd love to see him back.
All right. Thanks, Karen. Appreciate the call. Line two, Alan Hartzell. I got about a minute. What you got, Alan?
I got a shirt several years ago about Ted Nugent. It said, hunt it, kill it, eat it, and survive. And for some, think about it. He said, the byline of that is, the average male doesn't do that anymore.
Oh, that's true.
And,
that's true.
You know, people don't, I squirrel hunted and rabbit hunted and all that good stuff. And I always managed to eat what I killed. Sometimes I wasn't so lucky, but I managed to kill. And we're going to have to get back to some of this basic stuff. You know, I was talking with a man this morning. And he said, up at one of the local co-ops, he said, he was buying tomato plants. I said, what's the deal on that? He says, well, I can plant them and I can grow my own food. He said, but these so-and-so kids, and I ain't going to say what he said, they're too blame lazy to do that.
Yeah, they think it grows in the produce section at the store.
Yeah, one of the youngins used to say, where does milk come from? And he said, Kroger.
Yeah. Alan, we're about to go up against a break, man. Hey, I appreciate your call. You stay in the audience. We appreciate you. All right. Hey, listen. So, yeah, we'll be going to a break here in a second. I got to tell you, man, first of all, I'm blown away sometimes by the fact that I get to do this. Boomer and I get to sit here every day and do stuff like, you know, get Ted Nugent on the phone. But I appreciate the fact that we got an audience that identifies with the comments and the things that he said. It's one of those things where you look at it and go, I think the guy's as famous for his stance on conservatism as he is for his music now. I mean, what do you think, Boom? I'm sorry, you're chewing a pretzel. At least give you. There's stuff in your mouth of pretzels. We got a microphone. You can't do that right now. But okay, I'll just talk it. but the reality is, I think old boy has gotten to a place where his views, his message, is every bit as big and as synonymous with his name as the fact that he's a rocker. I mean, he's a multi-platinum recording artist, been around since the 60s. I mean, the guy's had a prolific career. But in recent years, now that you're through chewing, Boomer, you're welcome to chime in. But don't you think? I mean, I think he's as known now for his views.
Oh, I mean, even more people like my age, I know Ted's Nugent's songs.
Yeah.
But some of my friends did not. They know him now because of his stance.
Oh, yeah.
And what he believes in.
They know him as Uncle Ted, the guy that does a hunting thing on a podcast and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back. I'm going to keep this one going. Cancel culture. You want to call in? Love to hear it. Cancel culture on celebrities. That's pretty new, but it's, wow. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. And, I mean, we cover down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. That would be Alabama. Talk about this show sends its signal way on down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, even Mississippi, thrown in just for good measure. So, hey, by the way, before I go any further, I want to honor one of our longest advertisers. That would be ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions has been just kicking it when it comes to providing quality business solutions for their clients. And by the way, I know these folks personally, was even communicating with them just this morning. But the reality is this. They do a lot of things for businesses. I mean, their goal is to help make your business better. But their real bread and butter is staffing. So if you need people, if you got to find them, I mean, if you're looking for a job individually, that's you looking for a job, go to their website, zlausa.com. They've got good jobs all over North Alabama and beyond. But then if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, this is the way I always say it, right? You need people. It can be onesies and twosies. It can be a whole shift. It can be special niche skills. It can be whatever, blue collar, white collar, no collar, it don't matter. They can do the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing, and they're good at it. So check them out, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. And if and you do, then tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. I like it when they tell me to hear those. All right, hey, listen, I gotta tell you, man, this so we're going to wind up staying with this thread through the rest of the show. It's we're going to have to because the text lines have blown up. We got people calling in during the break. Boomer, were they calling in about the Ted Nugent thing? Or I mean, I know they didn't stay on the line, but
one was calling in about the border crisis.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other one was talking about the Ted Nugent thing that I'm not going to repeat on the air.
Okay. Which is pretty funny, too, by the way, speaking of not repeating on the air. So Boomer has two major buttons.
Yes.
I mean, like, he's got lots of buttons. I don't know what they all do.
But the ones you see.
Yes. The two big ones over there. We have one yellow button labeled Go Baby Go. That's how he sends the tone out for all the stations to go to break at the exact same time. And then the other one is just the big red dump button.
Mm-hmm. It's the dump button.
I was laughing. I was trying not to laugh during when I was talking to Ted because you were holding your hand over that dump button just in case.
I was ready.
In fact, I don't remember what it was he said, but at some point you looked at me like, oh, and I went, that's okay. Yeah. But
so, yeah, that was I was ready for it.
It was great interview. Hey, let me tell you, too, by the way, folks. So here's an article. You know, I go out there to the places where no one else will go. Nobody in conservative land will read. How about this one? Rolling Stone magazine. Not known for being a bastion of conservatism, Rolling Stone magazine has a piece that came out Friday about Ted Nugent's Alabama concert. Rolling Stone magazine. Ted Nugent's Alabama concert canceled over public outcry. Lose this show or lose my business, say the people. So, let me get this straight, Rolling Stone. Angry comments on a Facebook page is now the newest version of a public outcry. That's what I'm hearing. Let me tell you some of the things that they cite as grounds for which Ted Nugent may have deserved to have been canceled. First of all, here's the reply. Here's the lame reply. Boomer, do we have a sound effect for snowflakes and soy boys? Do we?
I don't.
We got to find one. What would it be? Sheep? Do you have the sound of sheep in the background? We're going to need. I think that's going to be it. I think you're going to have to find a sheep sound effect sometime soon. Anyway, here's the response from Avondale Brewing. We have heard the concerns of the Avondale community, which is so important to us, they wrote in their Instagram story. And in conjunction with our partners, have taken the necessary steps to cancel the Ted Nugent concert scheduled for July 18th. For the love. I feel sad for you. I want to know what soy boy wrote that as their response to canceling a concert. But here are the things that Rolling Stone says are issues with Ted Nugent's, you know, his background. You ready for this? I'm reading to you direct from the article last Friday. Nugent has long supported the National Rifle Association. It says, he has made fun of trans people. I'm not sure what making fun is, but if you're pointing out that trans ain't right, then okay. He has called Black Lives Matter a terrorist organization. Never mind that they burned down part of his home state of Michigan. I'm just saying. He has dissuaded his fans from getting the life-saving COVID vaccines. I think it's about mandates more than anything, y'all. He has compared Joe Biden to Adolf Hitler. I'll just let that lay there for a minute. And then let's save the most egregious for last. Let's save the thing for last that is perhaps the capstone to all things that should be considered when you try to cancel a concert, when you try to step out there and make sure the world knows that person's no longer welcome. What, pray tell, could it be? How about this? You ready? Nugent has also been a vocal advocate for Donald Trump and has even, it says this, and even visited the president in the White House. What? Let's cancel that concert. Oh, my Lord. He went to the White House when Trump was president. He's been a vocal advocate for Donald Trump. They rank that right up there with, you know, issues they have about gun control and Black Lives Matter and COVID vaccine mandates and whether or not Joe Biden is a totalitarian. They you need to understand the capstone, the crux of the matter, the actual, you know, the moment when the epiphany hit that this is the guy we don't want having a concert in Alabama. Nugent has been a vocal advocate for Donald Trump and even visited the White House while he was president. Holy cow. So I'm in this section right now. I'm calling celebrity cancel culture. And I got to tell you something else. Let's take a different level. We'd spent a lot of time talking about Ted Nugent. That's music. All right. I've got an article here about John Rich, country star John Rich, saying our country's being dismantled piece by piece because of cancel culture. I've got another one here about comedy, you know, dealing with things like, you know, Dave Chappelle and Kevin Hart not being allowed to do the Oscars anymore because he had a mean tweet from something like, what, 10 years ago. But this one got my attention, man. TheHill.com had a piece that came out this weekend. I had not heard about this. How about Hollywood? We are finally seeing some measure of Hollywood stepping up and going, by the way, I'm a conservative and I could care less what y'all think. Let me tell you what I think. Like I just saw this morning, Chris Pratt says he could care less whether somebody doesn't like the fact that he's a Christian. He's not going to stop. Or how about the fact that, what was his name? I just forgot my train of thought on one of the actors who's super, John, and I know I'm about dadgummit. Oh, man, it'll come back to me in a minute when I'm not trying. But the other one that I got here today is from TheHill.com. This weekend, Richard Dreyfuss. Academy Award winner Richard Dreyfuss won the Oscar in 1977 as a best actor. He came out and blasted, and I had not heard this, the new diversity rules that the Oscars have handed down about movies being considered for best picture. And his words makes me want to vomit. This is Richard Dreyfuss, a member of the Academy. An Academy Award-winning best actor. He says, no one should be telling me as an artist that I have to give in to the latest, most current idea of what morality is, end quote. Here are the rules. Boomer, catch this. Starting next year, 2024, in order to be considered for the best picture category, you have to meet diversity requirements.
No.
I kid you not. Here are the diversity requirements. You ready? The new guidelines include requirements like at least one actor has to be from an underrepresented racial or ethnic group, or the story must center on women, LGBTQ people, or a racial group or disabled people. Otherwise, you cannot even be considered for Best Picture. Top Gun is now out.
Completely.
Gladiator would be out.
Out. Patriot would be
out.
Out.
Yeah. So basically any movie about history would probably be out. Unless you just chose to have, you know, some revisionist history.
Wow.
So, you know, when you get into the story of the Revolutionary War in the United States, if you don't have a transgender actor, you're probably going to... Did they have transgender? I think it's a fairly new phenomenon, to be honest.
Yes.
But here's his closing statements. Richard Dreyfuss. What are we risking, Dreyfus said. Are we really risking hurting people's feelings? You can't legislate that. You have to let life be life. Speak some reason to the world, Richard Dreyfus. Let me jump over to the text lines real quick.
While you're about to start looking at them, yeah. I'm just going to let you know, there's like a good bit of these text messages that say Nugent for president. And then I just saw another one that said, Phil Ted to 2024.
Nice. I'll be the vice president to his presidency.
But there's a lot in here. You're going to see it.
Oh, my gosh. Jeff from Indiana is back on the road again, thanks to McGriff Tire Company, he says. I'm glad to hear it, man. Good stuff. I hate it when that happened, but anyway. Michael from Madison says, even if you follow the rules and the minority character is like the villain of the movie, they would still hate that. That's a good point. That's a good point. Yeah, so that's a great idea. So now you got diversity built in, but what if you make them the bad guy? What if the LGBTQ member of the cast is the bad guy in the movie? It's not going to win Best Oscar because he's not the good guy.
He's not the good guy.
Yeah, using his they-them pronouns. Mike from Athens mentions Morgan Wallen and also says Jim Carrey. Oh, Jim Carrey. Yeah, that's there's a different story. Badger from Athens, there it is. Phil and Ted 2024. Phil and Ted's Excellent Adventure. That's what it would be. Oh, my gosh. Brandon from Athens also says, it says Boomer and Phil 2024. I'm in.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay. what else we got here? Brian from Huntsville. Didn't Willie Nelson visit Billy Carter? I believe he did. I think, yes, and probably had some Billy beer. That was a thing back then. Which, by the way, what a whole different day. That was a different era. So, Boomer, that was before your time, but Jimmy Carter was president. His son, Billy, was an alcoholic. And so they came out with Billy Beer, and it was a hit. And there are people that still sell, you know, six packs of Billy Beer unopened on eBay once in a while.
Really?
It's like they celebrated his drunkenness. It's just as good. It's like on Andy Griffith, they had Otis the Town Drunk, and everybody loved Otis.
Everybody loves Otis.
Even though he was a drunk.
Yep. Anyway. That's what it was.
Anita from South Huntsville, the sound effect for the leftist snowflakes and sheep should be the Budweiser Real American Heroes advertising. Yeah, maybe so. Louis from Mayrab, he said, I think crybabies is better than sheep. That might be it, the sound of crying babies. You know, we could find one.
We definitely can find that.
It's out there. Ryan from Hazel Green, you need the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz saying, I'm melting, and there's your snowflake sound. That's good. We got some people out there that all right. John from Huntsville, Boomer, if you need a snack, and he got on about you eating pretzels.
He got me on the eating the pretzels.
What's he got you eating here? Oh, good, fried spiders from Cambodia.
Awesome.
Let's just no, but not in my studio. No. Terry from Hartzell says thank you. I just ordered two T-shirts and a flag from Ted's website. Come and take it. I will not comply. We have launched a revolution, man.
Oh, yes.
All right, Boomer, take us to the last break of the day. We'll do that and come right back and put a lid on it. Folks, it's been a huge day, a double dipper day, but I feel like it's a quadruple dipper day, to be honest. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Great audience. You guys stay tuned. We will be right back. Oh, yeah, there you go. Who was in the movie most recently? What was the name of the movie, Allie?
Jesus Revolution.
Jesus Revolution. Yeah, yep. Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, number two. I am out and about delivering in Athens now, and you, sir, your mug is on the reading table of Just Love Coffee Cafe. Half bundle, got permission, not forgiveness. So your recent article is going to be out there gracing the minds of people who live in Madison.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And number three, I did not have the chance to verify my assertion, counselor, that if I had to be, I'd go dollars to donuts, that Rolling Stones has probably puffed the careers of more rockers that are misogynistic than Ted Nugent could ever hope to do.
Wow. What a point. You nailed that one.
Maybe for a dipper, you can actually check that out. You know, look into their interview history, sir, and see what pops.
Allie, you nailed it. Thank you, my friend. All right, have a great day. Well, talk about great days, Boom Shakalaka. Well, this one flew by, but that was fun.
Oh, man. Yeah, it flew by. Lots of material. Awesome guests. I mean, great.
And all of it's going to be up on podcast later this evening.
Yep, all tonight.
Yeah, if you want to see it again or hear it again, it's all right there. You go to rightsideradio.org. You can find every single one of our shows. And the most recent one's right there on top. We're also on every version of podcasting. I haven't looked today, Boomer, but I'm betting we're getting close to, 150,000 downloads of the podcast. Are you looking right now? He's trying to get there. But if we are.
I was already unmuted. Anyway, yeah, we're getting there. We're 141.2.
141.2. Oh, okay. That's right. I was thinking of the 139s we were in before.
Yeah, so we're getting there. It's
what
not
are we
going to
do at 150,000?
Ooh, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Not donuts and push-ups this time.
Nah.
Although maple bacon donuts need to come back to the studio sometime soon.
Maybe we could just have the donuts.
All right, listen, you guys have an amazing night. Boomer and I love what we do, but we do it because of y'all. I mean, we could be here talking into a can every single day. Ain't nobody out there listening, but y'all are out there listening. And for what we hear, it's tens of thousands of folks that we get a chance to visit with every single week. So anyway, we love you. Have a great night. Back here tomorrow at 2. We'll see you then.